Live from New York City, Len Berman and Michael Riedel in the morning on 710 WOR.
Unfortunately, Dr. Oz is running a little late, so we'll have him on later this morning.
No, he's here.
Oh, he's here. Hi, Doc. You know,
he nice me.
I just want you to know. No, we don't have to be nice to you. I just want you to know.
Yeah, you blew us off.
When you missed the last spot, Riedel said, well, screw him. Let's not have him on at all.
Exactly.
Riedel said.
Bury him.
I said, no, he's Dr. Oz. He's on every day on Channel 5 at 1 o'clock.
Of course he is.
Welcome, Doctor. It's always good to see you.
Thank you for having me.
Good sport. And today's show is the truth about iced coffees you buy at the supermarket. Dum, oh. Dum, dum.
Well, you know, we do all these investigations on the show, and we've been going into food in a pretty heavy way. It's fascinating. $250 million a year spent on iced coffee. It's just become this huge trend.
You know what I do is I take my wife's leftover. I get home for lunch. I take my wife's leftover for the morning, and that's my iced coffee.
It works.
I have to go to the supermarket.
That's one way of doing it. But I think the way I like doing it is if you cold brew it, so you actually never make it that hot. It takes a lot longer to make it, but it's very smooth, and you don't have to add sugar and cream to cover up.
What's the truth? That it's too much sugar and cream in.
Yeah, isn't that where all the calories come from?
That's the problem. A lot of the commercially made products, they just sweeten it up for you, and it becomes a sugar bomb. But if you just make real iced coffee. And you put a little bit of what you need in there. Maybe it's 80 calories. It's not bad. The other thing about coffee is I wouldn't drink coffee first thing in the morning.
Why?
Really? That's the first thing I do.
Because that's just a physical habit. You know, you don't want to be addicted to anything, and caffeine often will addict people. But when you first get up, you get in the shower, you're rushing to work, you got a bunch of things in your mind, you're not tired. You get tired about 2 hours later. That's when you ought to have your coffee.
Try waking up at 3 every morning. I challenge you not to have coffee first thing.
You know what I find really peps me up? First thing in the morning is because I got up at 4:30. But I have either an orange or a grapefruit. Citrus seems to perk me up somehow.
So the Ayurvedic teachings, this is Indian medicine, thousands of years of wisdom around this, is to take some citrus with water first thing in the morning. It actually stimulates the gastric fluids, so you get your intestines moving. Here's the crazy thing about our intestines: we have circadian rhythms that govern how we wake and what we do when we're when we get tired. It also governs your intestinal tract. And you don't know it. That's why when you eat late at night, it messes you up because your intestines are asleep. You should only eat food while the sun's up, basically, yeah. So if you're getting up at 3 in the morning or 4:30 in the morning, the only thing you should be putting in your intestines is a little black coffee would be okay.
But I
prefer the citrus approach. Lemon juice and water, grapefruit, orange, something like that.
Sounds awful. You know, lemon juice and water for first. Oh,
it'll put a hair in your chest. And then 2 hours later, when you're already here and you're sort of starting to sag a little bit, that's when you take your first coffee. Because coffee doesn't really give you energy. Coffee withdraws energy from your energy bank. So you want to titrate it over time. Hmm. Otherwise, you can't get through the day without that.
I sometimes get the coffee exhaustion. It gives me a stimulus when I have the drink, but then an hour or so later, I feel totally drained.
Because you're a human. Most people start to feel that. That's why we make mistakes in the afternoon. They did this great study looking at parole judges. And parole judges grant many more paroles in the morning than the afternoon. The reason is because to give someone a parole, you got to use your brain. You got to actually be proactive. Mm. When you get tired, you stop making decisions. You put everything on hold. That's what happens in the afternoon. So what's the lesson? First of all, if you're going to commit a crime, go for parole in the morning, obviously.
It's good to know.
But most of us run into the bewitching hour in the afternoon for that very reason. Because when you get tired emotionally, because you made too many decisions and you're a little bit exhausted physically, you have to use carbohydrates to jazz yourself up. And that causes an issue.
Hey, I've become a napper since I've had this job. Napping important?
So proud of you. Leonardo da Vinci, who reminds me of you, by the way.
Thank you. My name is Leonard.
There's no resemblance.
Leonardo would sleep only a few hours at night, and then he'd nap serially throughout the day. I nap every day between shows.
Really?
So I tape my shows the way Oprah's my partner, mentor. So I use the same model as her show. We tape show in the morning, show in the afternoon. It's tiring.
Yeah.
So in between, I'll take a 20-minute nap. And it's been one of the biggest benefits to my life. I don't have to eat carbs to get through the afternoon. I don't have to push coffee into myself. And you don't need a lot. And no more than 20 minutes because you start to get into a deeper sleep.
Really don't.
Just a little bit.
I'll take a short one, too.
Don't you? It makes a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Even if I just doze off. Hey, your show, this is interesting. With summer here, and I'm opening the pool and all that stuff, but your show this Wednesday talks about, here's the quote, are these adorable pool floats full of chemicals? Really? That's a scary thought.
Well, there are chemicals in all bendable plastics. So, you know that smell when you first open up plastic, new car smell? That's polyvinyl chloride and other chemicals that are estrogen disruptors. They block your hormones. And so you don't want kids imbibing them in high degrees. I would not throw away your toys. I think they're fine, but off-gas them. Let the gas come out of them. Take them out of the package, blow them up, leave them out in a little bit. And also, I wouldn't have the kids sleep on them at night. You know, they should be, you'd lie in it, play in it.
Why would they sleep on their pool toys?
I'm joking. I mean, you.
That was a joke?
Okay. Yes. See, medical humor. I'll be here all week. Try the corned beef.
Jeez. Gosh.
Wow. Nothing. I get nothing on this show. Nothing.
I didn't know that was a joke.
Yeah, give me a plastic glove and lubricant, please.
Just don't spend so much time with them.
Assume the position, Doc. Is that what you want me to do?
Turning Coughlin. Turning Coughlin.
All right. Well, Dr. Oz, I wish we had more time, but you were too busy sucking up to Elvis at C-100.
Oh, please.
So next time, show us a little bit more love, and we'll put you on longer. But next time, his show is
here
every weekday at 1 o'clock. Channel entering as 11th season. That's unbelievable.
Wow. Amazing. Oh,
thank you.
2019. Congratulations, Doc. Always good to see you.
God bless you all.
All right. Dr. Oz, of course. So always great to talk to him. So you're right. As usual, Riedel, you come up with this crazy thing about citrus in the morning, and it turns out you're right.
It turns out I'm right. Absolutely.
He's starting to annoy me with that.